Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Oh, yes, that six symbol from the Northern Beaches. Brent Reed, Reedy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, Jim. Sex symbol. Oh. Yeah, my wife knows you think that highly of my
marine. You're in a very attractive man with, yes, with three of us who have glasses. So glasses real. What do you got for us, Brent?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, you both mentioned November 1. I think probably now the Trbojevic boys are done and dusted. Well, not officially, but that will happen. A lot of attention will now turn to Latrell Mitchell. There were some whispers yesterday again about Canterbury. Spoken to people at Canterbury. Now, you know, there's a lot of rumours around about Latrell at the moment, his management, whether he's staying with his current manager. And there's parties at Canterbury who are desperate to get Latrell there and are willing to probably go to great lengths. Now, I don't know that the footy clubs are convinced by Latrell. I think they're wary. I think they'll go to a certain point for Latrell. I don't think he'll get the million a year that is being talked about. They'll go to a certain point for Latrell. But once it goes beyond that, you know, I don't think they'll break the bank for Latrell because they got themselves in a fair bit of trouble a couple of years ago. If you remember, their salary cap was a mess when Andrew Hill and Lynn Anderson took over. And they've only just sort of come out of that. So they're very wary of getting themselves back into that situation. There's a definite interest in Latrell, but they will go there, but they'll only go there to a point. And then it'll be in the Roosters' court and Latrell's court as to whether the Roosters want to respond to that amount and whether Latrell maybe wants to take a bit less to stay at the Roosters.
Do you think, though, Reedy, what we've heard in and around rugby league the last 4 or 5 months, what do you think the chances are, whether he goes to the Dogs or not, what do you think the chances are Latrell will be at the Roosters long term?
I think the Roosters have got in their mind what they think Latrell's worth, and they won't push it out either. I mean, push comes to shove. You know, where Nick Politis is concerned, he won't get into a bidding war with Canterbury for Latrell. He'll just make him an offer. They'll make an offer what they think Latrell's worth, and, you know, if Latrell wants to take that, I think he'll stay. But if it gets into a bidding war and Canterbury want to keep going, I think Latrell will leave. I don't think he'll stay there. And the wild card, and there's obviously other wild cards. And this, we've got, you know, South and the West Tigers who've now got a bucket load of cash, or will have a bucket load of cash to spend. The Tigers do, and South will, I expect, down the track. So don't rule out them coming into the equation late. Well, Tigers might do it as soon as now, but don't rule them out coming into the equation as well. But, you know, I think at the moment it's sort of a straight shootout between Canterbury and the Roosters. A
couple of sad days for players yesterday with Matt Gillett and Ben Matalino from the Tigers being medically retired. Let's first centre on the Broncos before we go to the Tigers, Reedy. What kind of impact will Matt Gillett's retirement have on the Bronx?
Well, it's huge for them. Well, I mean, obviously Dave Fifita's the name on the tip of everyone's tongue at the moment. And it helps Brisbane keep Dave Fifita because suddenly, I think Matt was on $700,000-$800,000 a year there. They will get that money freed up. I'd expect they'll get a dispensation from Matt Gillett. I think they're a long way down the track with the NRL on that. The other one's Brody Croft. The attempt to get Brody Croft out of Melbourne and to Brisbane was being held up by salary cap issues. They've now got the money they can sign Brody Croft. It's my understanding they're trying to play a bit of hardball with Melbourne. But, you know, I think now that Gillette's gone, probably going to help them keep Dave Fifita, because it wouldn't surprise me if Dave's already got some million-dollar offers sitting on his on his desk in his home, because November 1, everyone was lining up for Dave, and that would have flooded in today.
And the war chest now the Tigers have. Madison's gone, Ben Matalino medically retired. What's the Tigers? Who are they looking for?
Well, I mean, the blokes they've been talking about for a long time are Joy Arrow and AJ Brimson, the two blokes from the Gold Coast. Arrow's had permission to talk to other clubs for a while now. They're desperate for a fullback. They'd love a bit more strength in their back row, and that's where they're looking at the moment. But again, they're going to find it very hard to spend that money for next season. That's when that money's become available. So what they could potentially do is pay some blokes forward, gives them more money for the year after, puts them in a really good position to go really hard at some guys in 2021. It's going to be hard in 2020 because there's not a lot of blokes out there at the moment who are currently on the market. You're looking at guys in 2021 and hoping their clubs release them a year early. Now, the other guy that everyone's talking about is Tyson Brazil. Parramatta's looks like they're going to sign Ryan Madison. Perhaps they'll drop off Tyson Brazil and suddenly, you know, it becomes maybe South or the West Tigers for Tyson Brazil if he decides he wants to leave the Dragons. So Arrow, Frizzell, Brimson, they're the big ones for the Tigers.
Wow, right. Fantastic.
Good to catch up, Reedy.
Hey, boys.
There
bye,
he
mate.
Is.